Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Welcome to this week's podcast. Thank you to everyone everywhere for listening and downloading. The weather here in London is sunny and mild for mid-February. We had two very nice, light, sunny days in a row. I don't know how long that's going to continue. This podcast is about time and the language of time. We have many expressions connected with time. Some language learners find some of the expressions a little difficult. The primary example, I think, in my case, are the prepositions since and for, used with time phrases. I admit I've had the same confusion when learning the equivalent of these words in another language. If you follow these simple rules, it should be easy for you to remember. If you use for in relation to a time phrase, you are talking about a period of time or a length of time. For example, I could say, I've been teaching English for 22 years. I've been teaching English for 22 years. Since means from a point in time. So I could say, I've been teaching English since 2001. I've been teaching English since 2001. Do you see the difference there when we use for and when we use since in relation to those time phrases? Another expression that used to confuse me, even though I'm a native English speaker, is the phrase in the middle of the night. We don't actually mean in the middle of the night, but in the early hours of the morning. The phrase does not mean midnight, but generally the time after that. From my research, we use this expression, in the middle of the night, to discuss the period of the day when most people are sleeping. So that's why we have that expression. Basically, when it's dark, say at the moment from about 12 o'clock after midnight till about 7. Many of my students speak languages that don't use articles, such as a, an, or the. So I'm often reminding them to use articles in English. Sometimes students overcompensate using articles where they are not needed, or adding them where they're not needed. To be fair, the rules for articles are quite confusing and take a while to learn. Even long-term language learners make a slip every now and then. Still, in English, we don't have genders for nouns as in many European languages. Many English students of French have always been confused by le or la, and there's not always a logical connection to the noun. We have the expression in English, if you have time, meaning generally, please could you do this extra task or extra piece of work if there's some time when you've completed your daily task. When you finish that job, if you have time, please could you write this report, for example. Some of my non-native English speaking colleagues would say to me, Steve, if you have a time. It's always difficult to correct colleagues as you have to remain diplomatic and polite. But I managed to politely correct them. But the next time, they'd forget and ask Steve if you have time. So I had to start all over again. In a minute, or a few seconds, I'm going to talk about punctuality.
As I'm talking about time, I'm in Greenwich at the moment, which is known as the beginning of time. Well, that's what the Tourist Information Bureau says. Greenwich is where time begins. I'm standing outside the Trafalgar Tavern, a pub that I spoke about a few weeks ago, one of my favourite places, just having had a nice pint of Guinness and some white bait, which I described in a previous podcast. I'm doing this live, so it's all unscripted here. You can probably hear me looking at the rain. Tides out. Now, as I said, I was going to talking about time, and I'm at the place where time begins. So, I'm looking across the river from where I am. I can see the O2 in Greenwich and also the cable car that goes from one side of the river to the other. Now, I said I was going to talk about punctuality. That means being on time. Now, I did read somewhere that it said, what do you call someone who's unpunctual or not punctual? I don't think unpunctual exists as a word. I'd say rude, because I don't like it when people turn up late for my lessons or late for meetings, unless they've got a good excuse. Sometimes people turn up for a meeting late and they know they're late, there's no excuse, they just haven't got very good timekeeping. I find that rude, because that means they think their time is more important than anyone else's. And I'm not very tolerant of that. Other times I can be, because we all have different concepts of time. So I suppose the opposite of punctual would be late or tardy, anything like that. I shall be back soon, because I think the tide might be coming in and I need to walk up the steps by the river.
It's very windy today, so there's probably a wind interruption on the podcast, this live podcast. I hope not. I'm now in Greenwich Park. I've just taken a photograph of the observatory. On the Greenwich Observatory, there's a red ball that drops, that used to drop at 1 o'clock. And that's when the people on the ships on the river knew the time. Now, time is a strange thing, especially with languages. If I say it's 6:30 in English, I mean it's 30 minutes after 6 o'clock. In a lot of languages, if you say half something, it means it's 30 minutes to the hour rather than 30 minutes past the hour. So 6:30 in English means 30 minutes after 6. 6:30 in some languages means 30 minutes until the next hour, 7 o'clock. I suppose technically they're both right, but it's quite confusing if you're learning a language. Generally in English we do it in 5 minute pieces, so 5 past, 10 past. When we get to 15 minutes past we say 15:15, and when we get to 30 minutes past we say 6:30. When we get to 15 minutes to we say 1:45. After 6:30 in English everything is 2, so 6:25, before 6:30, but after 6:30, 25:02. Some languages, I've even seen it that some languages have it so many minutes to 6:30. So it's like it's 5 minutes to 6:30 or 4 minutes to 6:30, which is really confusing. I know I was confused, but then again, that's me. On the blog and on the Instagram, you will see some photos of things I've been talking about today. The pub and the observatory. I shall be back again soon. Thank you for listening. Finally, I remember a teacher or two, perhaps more, definitely not being punctual or on time. As director of studies, I had to ensure all teachers were present at least 15 minutes before the students' English lesson started. This was in order to know if teaching cover was needed or if we had to combine classes. Some teachers didn't see the need for that and would turn up just in the nick of time or just in time for the start of the lesson. And sometimes they would not have any time to prepare for their lessons or photocopy. It would be very obvious to the students, and I think it was quite disrespectful for the teachers to act in this way. One teacher told me off for telling them off for being late for class. I was their boss. I was entitled to tell them off for being late for class. Another teacher was so late for the lessons, the poor student begged them to be on time for future lessons. This continued for about a week or so. I wanted to dismiss them, but my boss wouldn't let me, although my wish was granted a couple of weeks later when this teacher's tardiness and lateness was becoming quite embarrassing. Well, it's a bit shorter this week, I think, but that's all for this week. Next week, I will be back with this 60th podcast. So I don't know what that's going to be about yet, but I will be back next week, and then I might take a break for a while. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for downloading. If you know someone who might be interested in listening, please let them know about this podcast. Until next week, goodbye, take care, look after yourself, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.